If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Not in my lifetime, maybe my kid's lifetime, but I'm not going to sit here on your show and whine because I'm the one that screwed up. I'm the one that made a mistake. And I've been suspended 27 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a long time. But I think the lords of baseball understand that I understand I screwed up.
I have a hard time with Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame. 4,256 hits, and I just think that as time comes, I'm watching the softening stance of Fonz and Clemens with steroids, and I think people are glossing over Pete Rose.
Pete was a great player. I mean, I played against Pete. Pete was one of the greatest players I ever played against. He was a winner. He was infectious. He made one of the rare players that made people better around him. Is he a Hall of Famer? Well, I think so, but Shoeless Joe Jackson's a Hall of Famer. He's not in the Hall of Fame. So it just seems to me there's people out there that are adamant on him not getting in, and maybe they got a case.
Keith Hernandez, who was a great player himself, talking about Pete Rose, Hall of Fame worthiness. Of course, we're talking about the all-time hits leader in the history of Major League Baseball, world champion multiple times, rookie of the year, Hall of MVP 1973 for the Cincinnati Reds, played on one of the great teams in the history of baseball. Yesterday, stunning turn of events. Rob Manfred, commissioner of Major League Baseball, rescinding the lifetime ban for not only Pete Rose, but multiple others, including the 1919 Chicago Black Sox, led by Shoeless Joe Jackson. And now you have this new can of worms that has been opened here with Pete Rose eligible for Hall of Fame. Now, he will not be eligible for induction until 2027 because of the voting process that has been part of it. He has never been on a Hall of Fame ballot. Neither has Shoeless Joe Jackson. Pete Rose, as we said, over 4,200 hits. By far the leading hit maker in Major League Baseball. Shoeless Joe Jackson, lifetime batting average, 356, which is one of the greatest in the history of Major League Baseball. In the dead ball era, he, along with Ty Cobb, Tris Speaker, was one of the great stars, hitting-wise, of his generation. So now Major League Baseball, led by Rob Manfred, says, all right, lifting the ban. And it's an interesting scenario, because it was a lifetime ban. Shoeless Joe Jackson's been dead for almost 70 years. His lifetime expired many, many presidents ago. Pete Rose died in September of last year. And I saw Jeff Passan on ESPN talking about this, where, hey, when Pete Rose's daughter Fawn talked to Rob Manfred, it was a lifetime ban. And I guess now we're getting into semantics in regards to whether or not that ban should be lifted. We heard Harold Reynolds say that he thinks Pete Rose, based on his stats alone, is certainly worthy of consideration. First ballot Hall of Famer, maybe almost unanimous. We heard from Pete Rose himself say, hey, based on what I did, I'm a Hall of Fame player. Multiple All-Stars at multiple positions. All-time hits leader. MVP, as we said, world champion. Now, off the field, lied about betting on baseball until he was trying to sell a book and then admitted that he did. And then way after that, came to light that maybe he was having inappropriate relationships with underage girls, which kind of got him even deeper into the sauce. But now it's all about the candidacy for the Hall of Fame. Should he be reinstated years ago? Should the ban have lasted this long? Maybe if he doesn't lie about it all those years, he may have been reinstated long, long time ago.
The only thing is statistic-wise, baseball-wise, absolutely should be in. But the gambling, you know, I mean, the can of worms that he's going to open up, Bob, is going to be huge. And then is it the steroid dudes, too? Once they pass away, then they can get in? You know, but I mean,
they're not banned. They're just not getting voted for.
But the thing about it is, you know, I mean, the guy bet on his own teams and stuff. I don't see why he should, you know, even though it's a lifetime ban.
And his life has expired, I guess, is what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I think it sends a bad message is what it does. I mean, is he a great player? Absolutely.
Nobody had more hits in the history of baseball.
But, you know, I mean, what's that say to people that, okay, I can go bet on baseball, you know, if I'm good enough. And then once I pass away, I'll have a chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think that the betting on baseball is now had a blurry line because now gambling is endorsed by Major League Baseball.
Right.
So we're in a different era.
But not bet on your own team.
Well, you're not supposed to bet at all as a player anyway. You can't go to gambling sites and bet on. Look at what happened in the NFL with Jameson Williams was betting in the Lions complex.
Right.
Wasn't betting on Detroit, was just betting on games.
College games, yeah.
Yeah, so you're still trying to keep this line where, well, it's cool to bet, and we might even have some athletes endorse gambling, but you can't bet on your own team, or you can't bet in the confines of our facilities here. Shoeless Joe Jackson, another case. Maybe more infamous than Pete Rose. They made movies about him. Took money, allegedly. Well, Kennesaw Mountain Landis felt that he did. A court decided he didn't in regards to fixing the 1919 World Series. He had 375 in that World Series where they were heavy favorites against the Reds and lost in 8 games because it was best of 9 back in those days. Hit the only home run of that series and maintained his innocence for years until he eventually quietly walked into a new life and passed away back in the early 50s. Shoeless Joe Jackson has a .356 lifetime batting average. His career ended at the age of 32. Who knows what he would have accomplished? So now he is eligible to get in. And the rest of that team, Eddie Seacott, he was a multiple-time 20-game winner. Buck Weaver was a really good player. There are others in that team alone that should deserve consideration. But Pete Rose, who lied about betting on baseball, finally admitted it. Shoeless Joe, to his deathbed, said, hey, I didn't do anything illegal. I had no part of throwing the 1919 World Series. Now it's up to the veterans committees, players themselves. This isn't up to the sports writers who are keeping the Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens out of the Hall of Fame. It's up to them, the peers. And we'll talk to Scott Miller and Jim Hunter, two baseball historians, as the show goes on and get their thoughts on just Manfred's decision to lift the lifetime ban. But when I saw the news break yesterday, I was like, damn, where'd this come from?
Right.
All of a sudden. And now it is what it is. But the steroid era, where you're Barry Bonds implicated using steroids, Roger Clemens implicated using steroids, Rafael Palmeiro tested positive for performance enhancers. They might be out lifetime ban because with each A-Rod admitted to using steroids. All Hall of Fame worthy careers. So Pete Rose, Joe Jackson might be in within 2 years, posthumously, of course, where the steroid guys might never sniff the Hall of Fame.
Well, with the steroid guys, I mean, it was rampant in every sport, you know, back. I mean, when I was in college, Bob, it was rampant everywhere. Look at Nebraska. Look at, you know, lot of athletes, Russians, you know, I mean.
But I'm saying, is it Hall of Fame deniable? I mean, Barry Bonds, he, according to the, if you follow the timeline, didn't start using until he was in San Francisco, maybe late 90s, when he had already put up a Hall of Fame worthy career. Roger Clemens had won multiple Cy Youngs, kind of hit the skids in Boston towards the end there, then rejuvenated himself in Toronto. You know where I'm coming from? I mean, guys had Hall of Fame worthy careers before the allegations of steroids, where Palmeiro was a slappy in Chicago. And then became a guy that was hitting 50 home runs, high 40s for the Orioles. This guy had 3,000 hits, 500 home runs. And at the time, only Willie Mays, Eddie Murray, Hank Aaron, I believe, were the only other players to accomplish that feat. So how do you punish them steroid-wise when you don't know really when they started taking them, as all denied even doing so in the first place?
That would be a... I think if you used at any time, you know, it enhanced your stats and everything. I mean, the year that Sosa Maguire, that year, I mean, that made baseball, you know, the home run thing. And then they're both juicers, you know. So, I mean, to me, it just puts a bad light. Do they deserve to be in?
So it's apples and oranges. It's you cheated to be good. Where Joe Jackson and Pete Rose were betting for financial gain, which they were great players who broke an unwritten, well, it was unwritten at the time for the White Sox when everyone kind of was sort of doing it at the time. And Pete Rose knew, I mean, it's in the clubhouse. Thou shalt not bet on baseball.
Well, look at how much money the dudes that took steroids, Bob, look at how it enhanced their careers and their contracts.
Right.
So, I mean, they made buku bucks, too.
But we're talking Hall of Fame. So this is should they be in Rose and Joe Jackson because lifetime bans have been overturned. And then the steroid thing's a whole other argument altogether.
Right.
They were good in some cases because of performance enhancers. Mm-hmm. These guys were already good. They just broke the law of baseball. What do you think, people? 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles doubleheader today. Taking on the Minnesota Twins, 12:05 first pitch. Ramon Arias is back as he was activated from the IL with his hammy. Dylan Carlson sent back too. Norfolk will get into the lineups as we get them and everything going on. And the Ravens, man, tough injury. That kind of came out around the same time the P. Rose stuff did. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, what's going on here? On this Tuesday, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll come back, take your phone calls, talk about more.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Against Bailey Ober, who they faced last week in Minnesota. Jackson Holliday leading off at second base. Ryan Mountcastle batting second at first base. Gunnar Henderson's your shortstop batting third. Ryan O'Hearn's your DH cleaning up. Rutschman behind the plate batting fifth. Tyler O'Neill in right field batting sixth. Seds in center field batting seventh. Laureano left field batting eighth. And Ramon Urias fresh off the IL. Batting ninth at third base for the Twins. Buxton center field, Larn at DH, France at first base, Lees at second base, Correa shortstop, Castro right field, Lewis third base, Bader left field, Vasquez behind the plate. Ober 4-1 with a 350. Kramer 3-4 with a 524. Looks like the Orioles nightcap pitcher still to be determined. Remember, the Twins have won 8 in a row, including a 3-game sweep over the Orioles last week. In Minnesota, Adarius Washington, catastrophic injury for him and possibly for the depth of the Ravens in the secondary. But Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe, among others, reinstated for possible candidacy into the Hall of Fame. You down with it? You cool with it? You against it? Whatever the case may be, let's find out. Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Hey, guys. You remember yesterday, I mean, you were talking about what the primetime games were going to be and must-watch players, like Lamar is a must-watch player. I always thought Pete Rose was a must-watch player when I was young. I love watching Pete Rose. I love watching Nolan Ryan, who is obviously in the Hall of Fame. Bob, you're a baseball historian.
Yep.
You know these guys. But guys like Pete Rose, when he came to play, when he played, I'd always try to turn on the TV. I mean, I was in 1985. I was just graduating high school when he broke the record, but I was there to watch. I watched, wasn't there, but I watched the game. And there are certain guys that are that we know were not good people. I mean, there's a lot. Barry Bonds was not a good person too, as well. But I went to a game in Arizona one time where he was playing and never seen anything like him playing, where I saw the infielder. The shift was there, but second base was almost in the outfield because that's how hard the guy hit the ball, and he hit two home runs in that game. I mean, just to see guys like that was amazing. Roger Clemens, you know, what did he have, Bob? 7 Cy Youngs or something like that?
Yeah, most of all. I saw him pitch, since you brought that up, Rob, in 92, first year at Camden Yards. It was him and Ben McDonald. And Ben, of course, first pick of the draft in 89 out of LSU. And Clemens was still kind of in his prime in Boston. Then he got bad, then he got good again, which leads to the conversation we had earlier. But it was like night and day. As good and as talented as Ben was, and as hard as he threw, Roger Clemens was next level watching that mitt pop in real time.
There are guys like that. I mean, watching Jerry Rice as a wide receiver, he was must-see TV. But the thing about Clemens and those other guys, they play, I mean, we can call that the steroid era. Couldn't that just be, you know, how do we know Ken Griffey Jr. never did anything? How do we know, I mean, what was it, Bagwell, who played for the Astros? I mean, there are so many, the Hall of Fame is just being there in 2012 in the Hall of Fame and seeing some guys not in there was like an empty thing. Like Pete Rose, yeah, probably people say if he would admit it, he would have betted on baseball when it happened. It could have changed stuff. But how do we know that? But
Rob, I've said it on the air many times. If anyone came out post-haste, tested positive, or just kind of admitted that they did it in that era, wouldn't surprise me at all. The ironic thing was Bob Nightingale, a longtime friend, future Hall of Fame baseball writer, asked Bud Selig at the 95 All-Star game. He said, whispers are steroids rampant in Major League Baseball, and he denied it. He played dumb. I don't know what you're talking about. That's not a problem here. And that was right in the height of it happening, as a matter of fact.
I mean, they were doing steroids in basketball. They were doing it in football, obviously. They were doing it in hockey. I mean, they were doing it all in all the sports. But I know baseball, it has this sacred thing with baseball that sometimes these guys, their statistics speak for themselves. I know Barry Bonds, people say, and that's my last thing. Barry Bonds, people say, if he didn't do anything, he was still a great player when he played for the Pirates.
I'm with that.
But you know, I mean, like Vinny said, a lot of times it's that in contracts. I agree 100%. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep. All right, Rob. And Barry Bonds, later years at San Francisco, didn't look anything like the Barry Bonds that signed with San Francisco.
No, his neck was like
He still hit. I always have Bonds head. I used to wear 7 1/4, now I wear 7 3/8. Mine's more beer consumption. But he would hit home runs in Pittsburgh. He hit 500 foot home runs in San Francisco. Leave it up to your own devices. He did inadvertently get caught in that cream and clear thing, which led to the Game of Shadows book, which made a lot of people money. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. Mike, thanks for holding. What is happening here on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Man, I'm just like this, man. Posted all over the clubhouses, betting on baseball is prohibited. I don't care how great a career, how great a player you are, how great a career you have. It's the integrity of the game. And Pete, even more so, because he was betting while he was managing the game. And it's no proof that he didn't even bet on his own games. And he had the opportunity to manipulate the games and stuff. So it's like Shoeless Joe Jackson, a hell of a player. But they threw the World Series, man, and technically the game. And Pete Rose, they gave him the opportunity to come clean. He never came clean until he went in to put the book out. He's a great player. There's no question about it. But betting on the games and stuff, especially as you're participating in the game, no, I don't think they should get in. Not the people as far as, Jackson and Pete. I'm not commenting on the Barry Bonds and all that situation. I'm talking about that's another
argument altogether.
Yeah, that's another argument.
So you're saying no to Shoeless Joe and Pete Rose here?
Yeah, because the integrity of the game, man. Like I say, even more so throwing the games is bad with Shoeless Joe Jackson. But Pete was managing games and betting on games and betting on his own game. I mean, he probably didn't bet against his own team.
He didn't. You never know, but he admitted. He goes, I didn't bet on him to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, a losing manager gets fired. He ain't trying to get fired.
Saying, he probably wasn't betting on that's true. He probably was. But, I mean, just the integrity of the game. I mean, I don't care how great you are. Those rules that was on the clubhouse walls, they stand for everybody, whether you were a punching Judy hitter or a Hall of Famer. And I just can't keep putting them in after all of that.
All right, Mike, good call. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe, and 15 others have been reinstated after lifetime bans by Rob Manfred. What does this mean for their candidacy moving forward? Who knows? I mean, the players, it's all veteran players and others involved that have to vote for them. There's no guarantees that they're even going to get in now that they're eligible for the first time. We'll take your phone calls when we come back. We got Childs Walker joining us top of the hour now with the Baltimore Banner. Talk Ravens and Preakness, which is coming up on Saturday. Whip around 11:15, and we'll talk about Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe with Scott Miller from MLB Network Radio coming up at 11:30. Orioles doubleheader against the Twinkies, 12:05. Minnesota's won 8 in a row. Orioles try to...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stop that winning streak. No, I haven't heard anything about the Ravens. Doesn't look like Thanksgiving's going to be a thing for them, as speculation is now. Well, Kansas City's going to Dallas. That's announced. But Tampa goes to the Rams, the night game. And Detroit comes to Baltimore, so the Ravens aren't going there. That's for sure. Big injury, however, for the Ravens. Yeah. In the secondary, we'll talk about that with Charles Walker and the Preakness. Post positions announced. Only 9 horses in the field. Orioles taking on the Twins doubleheader. You missed the lineup, we'll give it to you again. 12:05 first pitch, Dean Kramer against Bailey Ober. And then a natural doubleheader, 3:30-ish, depending on the length of the first game. Got game 2. And then tomorrow they play at 12:35. So we're cramming a lot of baseball in 24 hours here at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Got the NBA and Stanley Cup playoffs, hot and heavy. But Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe, I guess they're the two prominent names, taken off the lifetime ban list, eligible for the Hall of Fame. Again, doesn't mean they'll get in. They're just now eligible for the Hall of Fame because neither has ever been on a ballot. Let's go to Robbie at Robbie's First Base. Robbie, what's happening?
Man, you know, I didn't want to talk about Pete Rose because, you know, I know Pete Rose. We broke bread together the whole nine yards. But the reason Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame is simple. And it's because when he bet on baseball, Bob, he was betting a couple grand a game. And when you bet that kind of money on a baseball game, Joe DiBaba ain't covering you. The mob is covering you. And that's what Pete brought to the game. He brought the mob into baseball because bookies know other bookies. And when Pete would call his bookie, the other bookie would say, Pete's betting on this game today or betting on that game today. And no matter what Bob Haney or Robbie knows about baseball, Pete Rose forgotten more about baseball than we'll ever know. And so he brought the mob into the game, and that's the reason he didn't get in. And I know a lot of baseball players who said as long as they were living, they were never going to let him in. I want him to cut in because he's the best baseball player ever when it comes to swinging a bat. But the reason he's not in is what I just told you, Bob, what he did to the integrity of the game and how people perceived it. And thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, thank you, Robbie. Now, if he would have admitted all of this right out of the gate to Bart Giamatti, You know what I mean? And look, the Radamski or Radinsky, whatever the guy's name, the steroid guy that he was dealing with the gym, there are a lot of unsavory types that were part of the equation. But if he would have just come clean, because I guess if you admit your mistakes immediately, you get forgiven immediately. He didn't admit that he bet on baseball till over 20 years later when he was trying to sell a book.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, Bob, going back to what Robbie said, if the mob's involved and then he's going to rat them out, Pete may not have been around that long.
Oh, you mean they would have capped him?
No doubt.
Popped a cap, or what do they call him, rubbed him out?
Whatever clipped.
They would have clipped
him. Whatever you want to call it.
Well, that would have kind of just told you the story then.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, Johnny Smushnose, he was taking my bets. And then they fight Pete.
John Gotti.
Or Pete disappears like Jimmy Hoffa did. Then you go, I guess he really did bet on baseball. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Jimmy in Silver Spring. Jimmy, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Before I get to why I called, did they send down Rivera
No. Dylan Carlson.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say the two best moves Elias Bay seems to be Rivera and Laureano.
Yeah. Rivera's Mike Schmidt compared to Kobe Mayo at this stage. But then again, we thought Jackson Holiday was overmatched a year ago, too. So we'll see. But no, Rivera very much part of the equation today.
Good. Listen, man, the reason I'm calling is because you brought up Rafael Palmeiro. Two guys I give credit for actually three, Michael Jordan, because I hate him, but Phil Wood and Rafael Palmeiro. I was sitting in my house reading the paper, and I said, and they had just signed Rafi, and I said, I'm going to follow this guy. Okay? I'm getting to the steroid. Rafi was not on the Mitchell Report. From what he said, that Miguel Tejada gave him a tainted B12 shot.
Yeah.
He was 75 hits away from 3,000. He had already had his 500th home run. He could have rolled out of bed and hit 75 hits. Okay? There's no reason. And we're talking about the Jeff Bagwells, the Mark McGuires, the Sammy Sosas. Rafael Palmeiro's body never changed one iota. They blackballed him from baseball. In the decade of the 90s, Rafael Palmeiro was the major league player, major league leader in games played, in doubles, in hits. I'm sorry, the American League player. He's been in second in doubles and hits behind Mark Grace. He was third in home runs and third in RBIs. To me, that makes him the greatest player of the 90s. If they would have let him play, if they didn't blackball him, he would have had over 600 home runs and probably close to 3,500 hits.
Jimmy, he tested positive, but he blamed it on a B12 shot. Roger Clemens is saying that Andy Pettitte misremembered his wife injecting him in the old butt cheek to get things. Because Roger Clemens, remember, Boston kind of run old Clemens out of town because he's like, this guy's losing it. Then all of a sudden he becomes Don Drysdale or Roger Clemens again in Toronto.
Okay. Bob, I got you, and I understand that he tested positive, but like I said, he thought he was taking, like, I wasn't there, but from what he's saying, he thought he was taking a B12 shot, and Miguel Tejada had tainted B12.
Who, by the way, is tested positive himself. Hey, thanks, Jimmy.
I get B12 shots. Hadn't changed my body at all.
Yeah, I wasn't buying that one at all. But he got up there, Palmeiro, and I thought he was awesome. One of the greatest Orioles of all time. Statistically. And he's waving his finger at Congress 20 years ago. How unbelievable. That's been 20 years. McGuire didn't want to answer questions when they asked him. And, of course, he eventually admitted that he did.
Yeah.
Sosa all of a sudden couldn't comprende what he was being talked to. And he had already been popped with a cork flying out of his bat in the middle of the game. But Rafi was defiant. I have never, ever used steroids. And he got off to a slow start in 2005. All of a sudden, he started to cook, got that 3,000 in Seattle. And then I think it was literally the next week he got popped. So, I don't know. Anyway, steroid argument versus gambling, that's two different, that's apples and oranges. Joe Jackson, Pete Rose, They were on the up and up as ball players and just, I mean, that's when they smoked cigarettes and drank beer day game and still were good at baseball. Some of these other guys, the steroid era, well, they were good because they were taking performance enhancers. But Rose, Joe Jackson, and others now eligible for the Hall of Fame. Again, whether or not they get in remains to be seen. We're taking your calls at 410-583-1057. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, talking about a big injury suffered to the Ravens secondary late yesterday afternoon. And the Preakness is coming up. Last one at Pimlico for a minute because they're redoing Pimlico. They're going to Laurel next year. Sammy Basayo, by the way, hit two home runs down on the farm, which was good to see. Dean Kramer, 3-4, 524, coming off two tremendous outings. His last one was, did not figure in the decision, but he went seven strong. Mm-hmm. And that's the game in which the Orioles left 5 million men on base. As a matter of fact, I think Jordan Westbrook's still stranded on second base out at Target Field. All right, let's get out to the phones. Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe, among others, now eligible for the Hall of Fame again. No guarantees they'll get in. They're not even eligible to get in for another couple of years, but no longer banned for life because I guess both of their lifespans have expired. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's happening?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing?
Kevin. Good.
Hopefully the Mos do get it in today, Bob. I think they need to actually get back on the field, probably despite how it's going. But
they need to go at least 4-2 on this homestand. 6-0 would be great, man. But they haven't done that in about a year.
But great topic with Pete. I mean, as a natural guy that loved the game on that side of things, he was one of the best at it, my man. And, you know, look, I think this is a great opportunity for Major League Baseball because controversy over baseball is the biggest thing that fuels Major League Baseball. So, you know, look, people will fight to the death over controversy if he does or doesn't. Personally, I'd like to see him get in, but, you know, it's going to rile people up for a while.
What about Shoeless Joe? 356 lifetime batting average. It's a little bit ahead of our time, but we've seen the movies and read the books.
It's no different than what you see today. I mean, pro sports is just built on controversy from the best players, and Shoeless Joe was no different. You know, great on the field, just didn't mind his manners maybe elsewhere. And unfortunately, that's going to always be the greatest debate, and do they belong or do they not? And, you know, that's all we do as fans is debate about it and see what happens.
We're not happy unless we're unhappy, right? You know how it is.
That's right, my brother.
All right, Kevin. Thanks, dude. Here's Kevin in Ellicott City. Real quick before we get back to the phones, not to get off topic, I'm looking here at CBSSports.com. Christmas schedule appears to have leaked.
Oh, okay.
We know Denver and Kansas City.
Right. 8:00.
Lions at Minnesota. 1:00 game. Cowboys at Commanders.
Jesus.
The middle game. I do not see the Ravens. Boy, they must have pissed somebody off. By the way, I ain't mad at it. Mad at it at all.
I mean.
But I'm guessing we'll see a lot of Sunday and Monday night games then.
Bob, so that means the Chiefs, the Lions, and the Cowboys all get Thanksgiving and Christmas?
According to what I'm seeing here, that is correct. Yes.
Jesus Christ. Dallas better be good, otherwise, you know, this is going to suck.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the phones. Orioles taking over the Twins doubleheader. First one starts at 12:05. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on the score of the first game. Let's go to Mike and Cherry Hill. Mike, thanks for all you. What's going on?
Morning.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm not going to hold y'all long. Listen, from my understanding, has Barry Bonds ever been... Has he ever failed a drug test?
He admitted to using the cream, but he didn't know it was tainted.
Okay.
There's a big old book that explains that whole scenario.
Okay. I think that, and I've never played any of them professional or anything like this. To me, I think probably the hardest thing to do in sports, basketball, football, baseball, or hockey, is to hit a damn baseball being thrown at you at 100 miles an hour. You might have the strength to knock it from Camden Yards to Washington D.C. But if you have to have an eye in order to hit the ball, and I think the amount of times that they walked Barry Bonds during his home run hitting time I think he should be there. I think that he should be there.
Yeah, well, he's not ineligible. That's the voters are like, yeah, well, he used steroids, so boo. So he's not the only one either, too, Mike. I mean, him and Clemens are the two, like, all-time home run leader, all-time Cy Young leader, and neither one of them are sniffing the Hall of Fame. And how about A-Rod, who admitted to using roids, who's, you know, you look at his stats, like, how many people have been better than him in his career?
But you know what, you also... I played rec leagues. I played in high school, college, and you have some guys who've never played, and they may have been boosters on the team. And I'm not putting anybody down. And the boosters become a writer, and because they weren't able to play and everything, so they hold over people's heads that I'm going to, I'm the gatekeeper now. So, if, to me, you should have had to have played the game in order to determine if somebody's going to go into the Hall of Fame or not.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. I think Barry Bonds is on the phone, wants to talk to you there. I don't necessarily agree with that only players should be able to vote, because players don't watch all the games and they don't follow things religiously. I mean, media members do. And most media, I mean, I played rec league sports and was pretty okay at it. I like to drink beer and chase tail. You know what I mean? And I was only 5'10", not 6'5". But, you know, it's not rocket science. You know who's good and who's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you throw the ball and he don't hit it. He's not good at that. And then he does it over the course of many, many at-bats. Throw the football to a guy who's a wide receiver, can't catch it. He might have been a good wide receiver in high school, maybe even in college to some level. But at the pro level, he's not good at catching the football.
Yeah, I think having only athletes do it, Bob. I mean, then you're picking your friends, and you know, I mean,
no doubt.
Yeah,
well, there's bias too in media.
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, Barry Bonds was mean to me.
Yeah.
Or in any sport, you think John Tortorella would get in the Hall of Fame based on the vote of the NHL, the media?
No.
Even if you had five Stanley Cups, like this guy, Bobby Knight, notoriously treated the media like crap. But his accomplishments far outweighed his douchebaggery. Same with Bill Belichick here. Yeah, so the media could certainly hold grudges. Why do you think some guys haven't won? Well, he's won the MVP too many times in a row.
Yeah. Lamar.
Maybe Lamar.
Yeah.
Or Michael Jordan or LeBron or Kobe or anybody. So we got to vote somebody else in because it's voter fatigue. I mean, that's a lot of layers to that one. All right, we'll come back. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. We'll talk Ravens and Preakness with him. Ravens suffered a bad injury yesterday, affecting their depth in a big way, and it's a guy that really came on in 2024, suffering yet another injury. What do they do to rectify that? And the Preakness Stakes coming up on Saturday. No Triple Crown this year, only 9 horses in the field. But who are the favorites to win this thing at Old Hilltop?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.